Jesus has been taken up from you into heaven. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. When considering the mystery of the Ascension, we recognize that there are a number of reasons why it was suitable that our Lord was assumed into heaven. It was suitable that Christ should descend into heaven because he was incorrupt and immortal. And this world is a place of death and corruption, and therefore did not suit that he should remain here too long, but that he should be taken into heaven where everything is incorrupt and immortal. It was also appropriate that the human nature of Christ should take its rightful place at the right hand of God, the chosen and privileged place in heaven, from which he shall judge all the living and the dead. Christ's body, once ascended into heaven, is no longer contained in the physical place here in this universe, but exists in heaven as not in a local place. This is a miracle by which Christ's body and also Our Lady's do not exist in a place, and yet they still have the resurrected body. Christ's being is in heaven, which makes heaven the tabernacle, the dwelling place to which we are all called and for which we all long and desire. Where Christ is, there God is dwelling. There is the house of God. And therefore, we recognize that it is his dwelling place, the place for which we should all desire to be. Christ's ascension was done for the sake of our faith, so that we would believe in things not seen, since he is no longer here. That is, our faith would be meritorious. The ascension increases our hope that one day we will be taken into heaven with Christ. And by ascending into heaven, Christ manifests that by leading his body into heaven, we are no longer captive to Satan, who holds us in this world captive. It also makes it possible for him to send the Holy Ghost. Christ ascended under his own power, both by his divine nature, that is the power proper to his divine nature, but also by his human nature, which can move the body as it wills. And in this, we see that the attributes of the resurrected body are confirmed in the mystery of the ascension. His ascension, lastly, because of our love for him, transfers our affections to heaven rather than to this world, and moves us to look upon heaven rather than downward to earth. In other words, because our beloved has ascended into heaven, we for now until the end of time will look to heaven as the place of our affections until he gloriously returns on the last day. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.